Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Northeast is witnessing unprecedented development under leadership of PM Modi. Supreme Court stays its own order on new Aravali range definition. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav welcomes the decision. ICMR Director General Dr. Rajiv Bal urges responsible use of antibiotics only on doctor's advice. And Assam Rifles DG Vikas Lakhera says youth participation is key to nation building. Now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Assam and other northeastern states have seen tremendous development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 11 years. He was addressing a public rally at Nagaon district in Assam today. Speaking after inaugurating redeveloped Mahapurush Srimanta Sankar Deva Abhirvav Kshetra at Batta Drawa Than in Nagaon district, the Union Home Minister said Northeast is witnessing peace and development now. The Supreme Court has stayed its own order issued on 20th November on the Aravali Hills and the Aravali Range definition. A vacation bench of the Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices J.K. Maheshwari and A.G. Massey has also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to examine issues that require to be examined in terms of the definition of the Aravalis. In its ruling today, the Supreme Court said that clarifications are necessary on the definitions approved earlier and the direction of the Apex Court in the 20th November verdict be kept in abeyance. The court has also issued notice to the center and the four Aravali states, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi and Haryana, seeking the response to its Suo Motu case on the issue. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has welcomed the Supreme Court decision to stay on its own order concerning the Aravali range and the formation of a new committee to study issues. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said the government is committed to providing all assistance sought from his ministry for the protection and restoration of the Aravali range. The minister said, as of now, a complete ban on mining remains in force for new mining leases as well as the renewal of existing ones. On Prime Minister Narendra Modi raising the issue of antimicrobial resistance in his Mann Ki Baat program, Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, Director General Dr. Rajiv Bal said that antibiotics should be used only when needed and prescribed by doctors. Talking to reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Bal said overuse or irrational use of antibiotics for infections like pneumonia can lead to resistance, making them less effective. He said several states have taken significant steps to ensure that antibiotics are not sold over the counter and are only dispensed with a prescription.
The Honorable PM has also brought attention to that issue. The main cause is the overuse and irrational use of antibiotics. When we use antibiotics for any reason, whether we don't have infection or not, what it does is it makes the bacteria in our system, in our bodies, become resistant to antibiotics. And that resistance is then transmitted to from one bacterium to another. And eventually, the disease-causing bacteria develop resistance to that particular antibiotic, which makes the antibiotic less effective than what it was earlier. So what it means is that we must use antibiotics in a very rational way. What is a rational way? For doctors, it means use antibiotics when you have a clear sign of an bacterial infection. For people and the population, everybody, every citizen, what it means is take antibiotics only when it is prescribed by a registered doctor. You should not take antibiotics on your own for any condition. You should only take antibiotics when prescribed, when asked by a doctor.
In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Prime Minister Modi cautioned that antibiotics should not be taken mindlessly. He said antibiotics should be used only on the doctor's advice and urged everyone to refrain from using medicines at their own discretion.
Indian Council of Medical Research ne haal hi mein ek report jari ki hai. Isme bataya gaya hai ki pneumonia aur UTI jaisi kai bimariyon ke khilaf antibiotic dawaye कमजोर साबित हो रही है। हम सभी के लिए यह बहुत ही चिंताजनक है। रिपोर्ट के मुताबिक इसका एक बड़ा कारण लोगों द्वारा बिना सोचे समझे एंटीबायोटिक दवाओं का सेवन है। एंटीबायोटिक ऐसी दवाएं नहीं है जिन्हें यूं ही ले लिया जाए, इनका इस्तेमाल डॉक्टर की सलाह से ही करना चाहिए। मैं आप सभी से आग्रह करता हूं कि कृपया अपनी मनमर्जी से दवाओं का इस्तेमाल करने से बचें।
Director General of Assam Rifles, Vikas Lakhera, interacted with a group of 20 students from Dimapur participating in the Rashtra Katha Shivir 2026 at Pransla in Gujarat. During the interaction, DG Lakhera underscored the vital role of youth in nation building and urged the students to remain steadfast in moral values while working towards collective progress. The students expressed enthusiasm and gratitude for the opportunity to interact with distinguished leaders and to engage with peers from diverse regions of the country. The Rashtra Katha Shivir 2026 was inaugurated yesterday in Pransla, Gujarat, fostering national unity and cultural harmony among students from across India. The Rashtra Katha Shivir 2026 continues to serve as a platform fostering unity, knowledge and inspiration among India's youth. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Vice-Chancellor of Nagaland University, Professor Jagadish K. Patnaik, along with HOD and scholars from the Department of Political Science, Nagaland University attended the 62nd All India Political Science Conference and International Seminar in Odisha. Organized by the Indian Political Science Association and Kalinga Institute of Social Science, Bhubaneswar, Odisha, the event was held from 27 to 28 December and were attended by vice chancellors from different universities, senior professors and delegates from across the country. During the conference, the scholars from Nagaland University presented research papers in different panels. The Commissioner of Police Dimapur has informed that document verification for the recruitment of constables will take place on 5th and 6th of January for candidates from Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland districts. The verification is for candidates provisionally selected for the physical and medical standards test scheduled from 7 to 13 January. The process will be held at NAPTC Police Complex, Chumukedima, starting from 8 a.m. According to the schedule, all female candidates, irrespective of tribe, and male candidates belonging to Sumi, Pochuri, Tikir, Rengma, Khamningan, Pom, and Chang tribe will undergo verification on January 5th. Verification for male candidates belonging to Ao, Lotha, Angami, Sangtam, Chakasang, Yimkyung and Konyak tribe will be conducted on 6 January. Candidates must bring self-attested photocopies of all mandatory documents. Those who were unable to upload their Indigenous Inhabitant Certificate, Scheduled Tribe Certificate or Backward Tribe Certificate on the recruitment portal must produce both original and photocopies during verification. Applicants are advised to download their admit cards from the recruitment portal. For queries, candidates may contact the help desk at 708-505-5017. Akashwani Kohima has invited applications for engagement of part-time correspondents for Chumukedima, Longleng, Meluri, Mon, Noklak, Peren, Peg, Shamator, Tuensang, Temenyu and Zuneboto district. Necessary details and application pro forma can be accessed from www.newsonair.gov.in under the vacancy section. Applications must be submitted on or before 2nd of January 2026. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog very likely at isolated pockets of Dimapur, Kohima, Peg, Wokha, Mokokchung, Longleng and Mon districts tomorrow. Meanwhile, dry weather conditions are expected to prevail across Nagaland till January 7. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Northeast is witnessing unprecedented development under leadership of PM Modi. Supreme Court stays its own order on new Aravali range definition. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav welcomes the decision. ICMR Director General Dr. Rajiv Bal urges responsible use of antibiotics only on doctor's advice. And Assam Rifles DG Vikas Lakhera says youth participation is key to nation building. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.